Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Site PaloAltoSoftware.com if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Appreciating and enjoying the theme music today, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, I ordinarily have rock and roll kind of music, things to get you excited, a little bit excited, get your blood flowing a little bit. But today is Memorial Day, and we're trying to have a little bit more thematic music. And Roger Crittlebaugh, Roger's is the great guy behind. He's the Geppetto behind my show. He's the Wizard of Oz who pulls all the strings, and he's doing a great job there. By the way, earlier in the hour that we had the great rendition of the Star Spangled Banner, which we'll play again for you later in the show. That was the U.S. Armed Forces Symphony, and boy, that was a great job. And of course, you just heard. Was at the Battle Hymn of the Republic, and then we had Taps, a couple of editions of a rendition of Taps earlier in the hour. Welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 35 after the hour. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show on Memorial Day, and we're just kind of chilling a little bit here, thinking about all the wonderful men and women who gave their lives on this Memorial Day, encouraging you to think about them. And we have a great American with us right now, ladies and gentlemen, Rich Galen, one of my good friends, one of your good friends, whether you know it or not, and he's here to talk to us about his thoughts on Memorial Day. Rich Galen, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Nice to be with you.
Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you. You know, I actually didn't even think about it this morning when I got up, but I put on one of the, it's not a T-shirt, you know, it's kind of a knit, like polo-type shirt that I bought in Iraq. It says Operation Iraqi Freedom on the on the sleeve, and it just happened to be on the top of the stack, and I put it on when I realized what it was. I said, oh, well, somebody wanted to remind me that I need to get over to Arlington Cemetery today, which I will do.
Yeah, you've got a reason to go to Arlington today.
Yeah,
today.
My dad,
other than the normal gravity that all of us should have about Arlington, you've got a special gravity, don't you?
Yeah, my wife's dad, who I never knew, was in the Air Force or the Air Corps in World War II and died, and he's buried there. So my wife is visiting with her mom in Ohio, so I'll represent the family today.
Good for you. Have you ever been to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier ceremony?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, it's remarkable. In fact, the annual column that I publish on Memorial Day is an account of the first year that our son worked in the White House, and he was in charge of the president's visit, and it's all about. It's all about the ceremony that attends to the Memorial Day at Arlington when the president comes. I mean, every time I read it to see what needs, because it needs to be adjusted every year depending upon what's going on. And every time I get to the bottom, I just have to sit there and recompose myself before I can press the send key.
But by the way, folks, Rich's column is a cyber column, and you can subscribe to it at mullings.com, mullings.com. It's thrice weekly, and I encourage you to do that.
Thank you. You know, I'm reading this in the papers today. There's a piece about this crazy actress Lindsay Lohan who got arrested for drunk driving, which. If there's any justice, she'll share a cell with Paris Hilton. But I was thinking about that, you know, about what you were talking about, both at the end of the last segment and this one. That, you know, instead of tapping these crazy young men and women on the wrist, what they ought to do is they ought to be sentenced to 45 days at a veterans hospital, or something like that, and let them understand what other people are doing, so they can run around like crazy people, and do whatever they want and flaunt whatever law they want. And, well, we've got, as you know, you know so much better than I. Young men and women are, you know, let's see, where are we now? We're at the beginning of, end of May, beginning of June. It's, mm-hmm. The average temperature in Baghdad is up to about 112.
Yeah.
And
it hasn't even got started yet.
No, that's right. And it's, when people say, well, it's a dry heat. I said, yes, so is a blowtorch.
Yeah, exactly. And the sandstorms. Don't forget the sandstorms.
Yeah, you know, those are the worst. It gets into everything. But you and I talked about this both live from Baghdad and many times since, both on and off the air, is the extraordinary dedication of the young men and women who are doing this.
That's often completely just missed in this debate that we've had about the war, the political posturing about the war in the last couple of years.
You know, it's the guy that runs the office that I work out of, his son just joined the Marine Corps and just got finished with boot camp and is at advanced individual training. And
hold on to that thought, Rich. I'm going to let you come back to that right after these messages. We're going to take a quick break, folks. The talk show is an imprecise activity in a precise environment. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Rich Galen is our guest. Happy Memorial Day. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. If the music is a little sentimental, it's because, well, we're being a little sentimental today. If the music is a little, maybe it's a little slow for your taste, well, we're trying to slow you down just a little bit. It's Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. This is a day in which we stop for a moment and we put the barbecue on hold for a few minutes and we don't take the phone call for a few minutes, or when we gather together, we all stop and hold hands, and as we say our prayers, as we say grace over the food that we eat, we also, I just want to encourage you to also think about the men and women and say a few words for them and for their families. Rich Galen is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. And Rich, you were telling us a story when we went to the break.
The guy that runs the office of the public affairs firm here in Washington that I work out of, his son got a little mixed up in high school and decided to join the Marine Corps and went off to boot camp. And in between boot camp and advanced individual training, he had about, you know, 5 days of leave before he had a report. So his dad brought him into the office, and he had him sit with me in my office for the whole time.
What did he do to deserve that?
I don't know. I thought the Marine Corps would have, you know, kind of taken it out of him. But what his dad asked me to do is just explain what, and again, you know this better than I do, both because of you and because of your son. The difference in outlook that he'll come back because he'll get deployed, as everybody does, that when you have a unit that's even if they're not under fire, that's in danger every day, as everybody in Iraq is, that his outlook was going to change so much. And as you've seen, I've got a big old piece of shrapnel sitting on my desk, mm-hmm. and the fact that it's on my desk and not on my head is just by the grace of God. It's from a mortar that did not hit me in Ramadi one day, and I showed that to him. And I've got some things on the walls that folks gave me, and I was explaining, you know, not what I was up to, because I was just trying not to get either me killed or get somebody else killed, but the extraordinary camaraderie. And people read about it all the time, and when you watch Band of Brothers, you know, and you see that people in World War II, they were literally sneaking out of the hospital to get back to the front, to get back to
yeah.
their unit.
Mm-hmm.
But until you've actually been there and witnessed it with your own eyes, it's just an enormously important thing. And this young man, who's now, you know, he's probably just turning 19, is going to go through 2 or 3 years of the Corps. And we'll come back a man, and B, a changed man.
Well, changed
for the better, let me say.
Hopefully a more appreciative
yep.
American. But, you know, you're exactly right, Rich. And you know, I think about when you talk, what you were talking about, we used to call that esprit de corps, and yep. and it's a phenomenon. When people ask me, what did I enjoy? What was it that was attractive to me about the military? Well, it was the feeling that you had for the men that I served with, and yep. and the women that I also saw serving, and there's a feeling that you have among one of another, you know, whether you particularly liked the other person or not, it was still part of the esprit de corps, and that you didn't want to let the other guys down, and they wouldn't let you down.
I have a friend who, a young, she's probably in his 30s, a reserve officer that was in Iraq when I was there, and he ended up, he came back and he went down to Brazil or someplace and got himself shot in the leg, in a mugging, huh. And his dad sent out an email saying that he was in the hospital, and I emailed his father back and I asked him I said I'll go down and get him if you want, I'll go down and make sure he's okay and bring him back. Which his dad said he thought he was fine. But anyway, so the other night, this guy and a general officer that I also served with and I were having dinner, and this young man, you know, thanked me for that, and he turned to the general and said, did you know that Rich offered to come down and get me? And the general looked at me, he just looked and said, well, what else would he do? I mean, it wasn't because of me,
exactly.
But if you
right.
have the capacity to do that, of course you'd go and get him.
Exactly. No, and there's something there, and I don't know if it's the kind of thing that originated in the days of chivalry, you know, centuries ago. But there's something about serving with someone for a cause. You know, Rich, Napoleon said a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon, and what he was talking about was an ideal.
Right.
He was talking about something that you believed in, and thank God we have men and women who are willing to put their lives on hold, put themselves in harm's way. And I think I call it agape love. I think of it as the way the Greeks call it, agape love, which is putting yourself at risk, putting yourself, inconveniencing yourself, and putting yourself potentially at risk for people that you don't even know.
Right. That's right. And we'll never know.
Exactly. I mean, what kind? Isn't that the very best of humanity, Rich?
It is, and you know when it's you know for and I don't want to get into a political discussion, but the overwhelming percentage of moms and dads and sisters and brothers and in all too many cases sons and daughters who have lost somebody in Iraq or Afghanistan since 9/11 understand that. I mean so often when you read the local papers, not necessarily the national, but you read the local papers and somebody in the family will say, you know, that he or she died doing what they thought was the best possible thing that they could be spending their life at or giving their life for.
Yeah, absolutely. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, his website is mullings.com. I encourage you to check it out. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy Memorial Day. We'll be right back. Back, it's I don't even know what that is, Roger. Welcome back. It's 7 till. Roger's doing a great job on the music. Occasionally he comes up with one off the wall there. I don't know. I think that's the battle hymn of the Kentucky Colonels or something. Rich Galen is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think, Rich? Do you recognize that at all?
Yeah, that's the Coast Guard anthem.
Oh, it is? I'm sorry. Coast yeah. Guard, I'm not dissing you. I just haven't heard that before.
Yeah. I'll tell you what happens here in Washington at large dinners. If they have a military band playing, the band will play a medley of all the service anthems, and the tradition is...
That, I've heard that. That's beautiful.
You stand when your service anthem is, you know, when they play
right.
the little clip of your... And let me just finish this business about Iraq. Before, I was in the National Guard back, you know, when mules were the principal form of transportation, and I never did. I never thought that really applied to me, so I never stood until I was over in Iraq, and on behalf of all of the, especially well, the Army guys, because I was one of them, that I now do that when they play when the case done.
And you should.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't do it before, but I do it now. But that's anyway. That's the reason I know that's the Coast Guard anthem.
You know, Rich. Well, and I appreciate you saying that because I have heard that medley, and I love them. I love it. In fact, I was thinking about it earlier. But as you know, you don't hear that song very much. It's not exactly a top 40, you know. And so I did not recognize it. So, and I have some friends in Coast Guard, so maybe they'll forgive me if I didn't mean to diss them there.
Rich, but you know, they used to call themselves. They still do a great degree. They call themselves Coasties, and my wife was the executive assistant to a guy named Admiral Jim Loy, who was the commandant of the Coast Guard
right.
before he went over to the Department of Homeland Security. And we were having coffee one morning, and I said, you know, Coasties just doesn't sound strong enough. Why don't you call yourselves Guardians? And
exactly.
You could just see the light go on behind his eyes. How did nobody ever think of that in the last 200 years?
Well, I think it took took somebody smart to think about that, I guess, Rich.
But now they're
start doing that, and you won't get credit for it. Rich,
fine.
as we wrap up, still got a couple of 3 minutes left in our time together. You got any thoughts on helping us make sense of the war we have right now?
You know, it is so difficult because it's. You know, the Vietnam War, Jim, was the first one that people said was brought into our living rooms. But this
right.
one, this one's on our desktops and on our, you
yeah.
know, our iPods and our, you know,
email.
Everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're, on one hand, you're never away from it. And on the other hand, and I think this is a failure of the administration, we have not had the 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7 equivalent of a, you know, scrap iron drive to
right.
have everyday, walk-a-day people get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And let them be part of this thing. But so it's really every piece of it is really sort of a dichotomy, whether it's the Congress debating, you know, street tactics in Baghdad instead of looking at the global war on terror, which I absolutely believe exists, or, you know, whether it's, you know, it's people, you know, who understand that there are men and women, largely young, who are fighting and in too many cases dying, but you know I think what everybody has to do is just to remember that whether it's extreme Islam or whether it's the communists or whether it's Nazism, it's the essence of fable and drama that it's good against evil and I don't have any question. In any sliver of DNA in my body, that we are the good,
yeah,
and we have to.
And
help
Imogenidad is the evil. And why wouldn't it be worth the sacrifice? And you know from whence I say that, Rich,
yep.
And you as well. Why wouldn't it be worth the sacrifice to be next door to one of the most whacked out people on the planet who means right. us harm? And that's Imogenidad. Why wouldn't it be a good thing idea to be next door to him?
I absolutely agree. I mean, when people say, "Well, we want to have permanent bases there," yeah, well, that's a good place to have it. I mean, look at a map. It's not a
yeah.
you know, it's not terribly.
You think
okay.
Russia wasn't motivated by us being in Germany?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, people say, "Well, how long are we going to be in Iraq?" I said, "I can tell you to the minute how long we've been in Europe."
Right. Exactly.
And nobody thinks that's odd.
Exactly. Well, anyway, hey, Rich, thank you for being here. Thanks for all that you've done in service to your country. We admire you. We appreciate that. And we thank you for helping us celebrate Memorial Day.
And to you and your family, my friend.
Thank you. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military, and especially those who paid the ultimate price on behalf of us, on behalf of the concept of freedom that you and I enjoy, not in concept, but in reality. Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.